Ezra chapter 4. You have enemies? Good. That means you've stood up for something sometime in your life. Winston Churchill. When everything seems to be going well, be careful and be prepared to resist the attacks of the enemy. He rejoices in destroying not only what we do, he wants to destroy us. John 10:10. He began by deceivingly wanting to join the Israelites and destroy them from within. Let us build with you, for we seek your God and worship just as you do. Verse 2. They resisted the strategy. Verse 3. Because God revealed to them what it is better to have 1,000 enemies outside of the house than to have one single enemy inside of the house. Then the enemies tried to destroy their moral by intimidating them, trying to persuade them to abandon the task by threatening them and bribing their advisors. Then they used slander, another of the enemy's favorite weapons. Using all these tricks, the enemy won a battle and stopped the work. When we embrace a culture that approves of what God condemns, we are letting the enemy subtly deter us from the path of truth. We often hear of a very heavy burden of chronic or humanly incurable diseases or prolonged distress over an unsuitable economic situation. Finally, don't be surprised because you and others falsely say all kinds of evil things against you. Matthew 5:11. And do not let evil defeat you. Defeat evil by doing good. Romans 12:21.